Leanne from Share the Dignity joins us this morning. How are you, Leanne?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you both?
We're going great. And look, tell us a little bit about Share the Dignity.
So Share the Dignity started in 2015, actually in Queensland. Our founder, Rochelle, read an article in Mamma Mia about women that were doing it tough, that were not able to afford period products to deal with their period because, well, let's put it this way, if you've got $10 to your name and you've got to feed your kids or buy period products, you're feeding your kids.
Yeah.
So, she just thought, well, this is not right. So it grew from a very small local thing in her town to becoming a nationwide charity. So we basically ask people to donate period products twice a year in our Woolworths stores and other local businesses that support us. And then we then collect them and pass them along to local charities that are in need.
Cost of living soaring and everything along those lines, these things really do take a hit. These products, where us ladies, we'd rather put that money, as you say, towards something else. And we're just more than happy to be extremely uncomfortable for a couple of weeks to save on
those pennies.
It's really incredible. And it's really sad that we've got to do that as females and ladies in this world.
That's right. Yeah, we don't have much choice about, getting a period every month. So,
exactly.
And we have to deal with it. We've heard so many stories about, women having to use wadded up newspaper. Mm. Some people actually, they know that there's often leftover socks in laundromats. So they go in and they take those. So it's pretty sad that that happens.
Yeah.
And this year we know that the increase of requests from charities, it's increasing requests from charities about what they need. We're up to nationwide over 200,000 packets of or any period products that have been requested by charities. From memory, I think it was sitting at around about 150,000 last year, so the increase is quite huge.
That's crazy, crazy stats there. And look, you do mention how you work with charities and donate them there, but you've also got some vending machines around the Shoalhaven that people may not know about.
That's right. So this is a great opportunity, and I thank you for that, for letting people know that Share the Dignity also raise funds to install what we call dignity vending machines in places such as libraries, community centres, homeless hubs and the like. Now, these machines dispense free period packs. Each period pack contains 6 tampons and 2 light pads, and we have a machine in the female toilets at Nowra Library in Berry Street, and also a machine at the Ulladulla Civic Centre, also in one of the female toilets down there. Anyone can go in there, and at a push of the button, it will dispense that pack to them free of charge. There is a 10-minute delay timer on it just to, kind of try and reduce a bit of misuse, but we generally find most people are very respectful that they're getting these products for nothing. We fund these machines, as I said, by donations, by grants, by sponsorship, and also just to tie in with the Dignity Drive with Woolworths for the month of August. During August and March, when we have our other Dignity Drive, Woolworths also donates 5 cents from every period product that is sold to help us fund our Dignity vending machines. And I do know that in New South Wales, we have 84 vending machines all around the state.
Wow.
We're at over 300 nationwide. I don't know the stats for Woolworths nationwide, but I do know that in New South Wales, Woolworths have funded 39 of those machines. And we really want to do a shout out and thank you to Woolworths for being such a great partner with Share the Dignity for the last few years.
And look, people do need a little bit of support and need to reach out. Where can they head along to?
Okay, the best place probably to head along to for more information, whether that is you need support yourself, you want to volunteer, we're always after volunteers, is to go to www.sharethedignity.org.au, and that can put people in touch with where our dignity machines are located throughout New South Wales and also any other support services. Also on the dignity vending machines, we do have the Ask Izzy app. on there so people can also find out what is closest to them locally.
Are there any businesses around town who have collection boxes? I believe, as you say, there's some at Woolworths, but does any other spots have them on site where we can go drop off these period products?
Absolutely. Shoalhaven Library in Berry Street, they're always an amazing supporter of Share the Dignity. They have a collection box. Commonwealth Bank, Nowra, Rain and Horn Nowra, Blooms the Chemist in Nowra. Out in Jervis Bay, we have Capital Chemist in Huskisson and Hope's Pharmacy in Vincentia Village, and all Woolworths stores will have those out front.
What a great initiative, Leanne from Share the Dignity. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.